Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly preview of Sunday sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, tomorrow will be a very special day at Grace as we mark our fifth anniversary as a church. It was actually on today's date, September the 25th in 2016, that the church was constituted. The heads of the families from Faith Baptist Church and Bow Road Baptist Church came together that Sunday evening and formed our new church. And we've chosen the Sunday closest to that date as the day that we will set aside each year to rejoice in how God has worked to bring us together and to bring Grace Baptist Church into being. And as part of that rejoicing, we've asked Brother Ed Lacey, who's an evangelist and missionary, who's been a close friend of Grace Baptist Church from day one, to be our special guest speaker tomorrow. And Brother Ed has joined me by telephone. Well, Brother Ed, thank you for being with us today on the podcast and especially for agreeing to come and preach to us tomorrow.
Oh, it's my joy. Absolute pleasure to come and serve.
Well, before we talk about your message tomorrow, take just a minute and bring us up to date on some things that are going on in your ministry, some things that we need to be praying about for you.
Well, I'm so appreciative for your ongoing prayers and that your support has been such a blessing to me through the years. At this point, you know, the foreign travel has ceased because of the strict limitations, but I'm continuing to teach through Zoom conferences into South Africa and India. And it's been a tremendous blessing to teach our heart cry missionaries in South Africa and then in many different places all over India through Zoom at this time. So I'm also right now teaching at the University of Mobile in the Global Disciple Making class, teaching the Christ-Centered Evangelism study, and just returned from Florida preaching there in the church. Just keeping very busy and lots of good things happening.
Well, that's great. And Brother Ed, you know the people at Grace love you and we love your ministry. And we are just thankful that the Lord has given us the opportunity to be a part of it through our prayers and giving. And we're certainly going to be praying that the Lord will continue just to pour out his richest blessings on your ministry. We'll take just a couple of minutes to whet our appetite for your message tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful. I'll be teaching in Philippians 1, verses 20 and 21. Of course, the context, Paul is imprisoned for the gospel's sake, but he's taking opportunity to evangelize Caesar's elite Praetorian Guard, even in the prison, as some of them are being converted. But in the midst of his testimony of how God's using his imprisonment to expand the gospel, he just breaks into a doxology of worship. And he says that Christ would be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And I believe what he is testifying, a heart that is consumed with the worship of God. And so I'm going to encourage all the brothers and sisters that I've known there for years from the other two churches, again on this issue, that God's great mission in this world is to transform rebel sinners into worshiping saints. This is why Jesus came on the mission to seek and to save that which was lost, so that we might, as born-again believers, fulfill the great commandment, and flowing out of that, fulfill the great commission. And so I'll be teaching on this issue of what is authentic worship. And authentic worship should be our response to all the spiritual blessings we have in union with Christ. Those blessings should not only inspire us to have a heart of gratitude, obviously, a heart of praise and thanksgiving, but they should energize us to live a life of worship that Paul was testifying about. It was the old preacher Leonard Ravenhill who said prayer is a preoccupation with our needs, praise is a preoccupation with our blessings, but worship is a preoccupation with God. And it is living our life for the glory of God in every compartment of our lives. And so that's basically what I'm going to be exhorting them afresh and anew, that we might live a life that Christ is magnified in our bodies in every compartment of our life.
Well, Brother Ed, that sounds great, and we sure look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning and to hearing your message. And I just want to thank you again for being such a good friend and a great encouragement to me and to Grace Baptist Church over these 5 years.
Well, thank you. I can't believe it's 5 years.
It is.
Seems like yesterday, but we've been in a time warp for a while.
Yes, we have. Well, God bless you, Brother Ed. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
I look forward to serving. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We appreciate Brother Ed being with us on the podcast today. Well, I hope you who are listening will be with us at Grace tomorrow. It'll be a very special day in a number of ways, not only because Brother Ed will be with us to preach, but we also have a baptism service scheduled for tomorrow at the end of the service. Erica Varr will be following the Lord in believer's baptism, and it's always a great joy to witness the baptism of a new disciple of Jesus Christ. And then after the service is over, we're going to have a fellowship meal immediately after the service. And these fellowship meals at Grace Baptist Church are very special. It's a very special time of fellowship, but also we have some of the best food that you will eat. There will be plenty of it. And so we want anyone who's listening to come be a part of the worship service and then stay for the time afterwards, because we're going to have a great time together. It'll be a great day tomorrow in every way. I want to tell you that Grace Baptist Church is located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive, just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. You can find directions to the church and other information about the church at gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com. Well, again, thank you for listening today, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning at Grace. Let's pray for the service. Let's pray for Brother Ed as he comes to preach to us. Let's pray that God will be honored and glorified as we worship him. And don't forget to share the link to the podcast with someone you know and invite them to meet you there at church tomorrow. Well, that's all for today. Lord willing, we'll be back next Saturday morning with another edition of Let's Open God's Word.
Lord,